Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Uh-huh, you said it, girl.
Michelle and Kara. Yeah. Ooh. Break it up.
Michelle and Kara with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. It's the end of the week. We're going to reflect. We're going to relax. We're going to prepare ourselves for a wonderful weekend and a better next week. And if you guys were not victorious out there today, don't worry about it. You will be tomorrow. We have an exciting person coming on with us this evening. And we're about the community. We're about the people. And we're about getting things done. We'll have Miss Tiffany Jones coming on with us. Tiffany is the delegate for the State Senate for the special election. Tiffany did not get the seat, but she don't need to sit down because her spirit is always on the move. She'll be on with us this evening, but before I bring on, let me just wake you up, okay? Welcome in.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I forgot. Hey.
To play that for you, because as I said, Tiffany Jones is a person that's about the community and the people. She's a consultant and she does many, many things. She campaigns. She shows others how to campaign. And this evening, she knows where to take you mentally, spiritually, and intellectually. Tiffany Jones, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are
Tiffany?
You?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Let me get it out here first for taking our time. I know you have a busy, crazy schedule, and to come and care and share with us this evening. You know, we like to have fun, so we don't have anything basically set up. You know, it's about the people. It's about the community. It's about getting the stuff done. I am so glad that you're here with us this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love and appreciation to you. And I'm going to get started here. Tiffany, I needed to ask you something. I don't know how you feel about sharing it, you know, but it's so important that individuals get involved, you know, with the initiatives, with the community. I believe in going to the pot, sitting on at the pot, putting the carrots into the pot. We have to make that stew. So you have stepped out there. You was in that horrendous race. That's no joke out there to be able to step up and step up to the plate and step into that slot. What did you gain from that, or how do you feel about that? I know you're still fueled up to keep on going. They in real big trouble, as I stated. You don't have to have the seat because your spirit is moving out there. And you don't really need a seat anyway because you don't ever sit down. So kind of like share that. What was that like, or how would you encourage others to get involved, or why is it so important for them to get involved?
It was, first let me just say, it was amazing. It pulled everything that I had within me to do it. It took courage. It took strength. It took a lot of different things, and I just had to pull the best out every day. Some days were highs, some days were low. You know, you had a lot of variables with, you know, with my team and all, but all in all, I'm glad I did it. I learned a lot, and just very, very thankful. Just very, very thankful. And I'm really grateful to my opponent because, you know, she won, and it's an honor to be sitting in a seat and to lead people, you know. But like I said, for me, it was just, I had fun. I think in life you should have fun while you do things.
You had fun, and that's the beauty of it. Well, I needed to ask you that question. I didn't want to really put you on the spot because you are consultants, so you handle many different diverse issues for different people. But since you've had the opportunity to get out there and put some carrots in the stew pot, as I say, persons are now seeking out your talents and your skill and your service to move them. Because, see, you can't move anybody. You can't walk across the street barefooted. And the person that's wearing the shoes know how to move you quickly. So when they come to you, they have to be able to listen because you know what they're up against. Same thing here.
Yeah.
I like to be on the ballot. I think I was on the 2020 ballot, and people had to call and tell me my name was on the ballot. I was so busy out there meeting people, having fun, getting signatures, going from here, going from there, talking, you know, I love to talk, but I had to ask them, well, can you tell me what page it's on? Because that's not why I was doing it, okay? That was not the reason. The reason, well, there's a need here, and this is something that I need to, like, stretch into because I am about legislation and protocol and process, and I can tell all the listeners, and you and I both know, that third-party information you're hearing about, it will confuse you. So the best thing to do is just get out there and get in the midst of it and just have a lot of fun. I appreciate you for coming with that on me. So let me ask you, what are you directing yourself into now? I know it's still in that realm. You know, if you want to share it with us, or how do you want to feel about that? You're working with a candidate. We don't have to call names, but you're kind of like getting them in shape, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to be squeaky clean when the time comes, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. It's a lot of work, you know, but it's very rewarding at the same time. You get to see a transformation. You get to see the before and the after. I'm really into people. I love people. I love seeing people happy. I love seeing them transformed. I love seeing them go from what they thought was the impossible to the possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really good challenge, needless to say. Because, again, and you know when you ran, you know how your days are. You could be on top of the world one day, and the next day you're just like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Something else could come to you, and you're almost devastated, and then you have to pick yourself back up and keep going. So, and he's experiencing a little bit of that, but I'm so proud of him because he is making the transformation, and he is serious about it, and people are noticing. He ran for a couple other races, and now he's going to be ready for the game, as they say.
Okay. Well, you know, we try. I have different persons come on. You've been with us before when you were out there putting the carrots in the stew pot. I have, but we don't deal with a lot of political issues. I try. I really don't mind because the world is really political. I'm political. But I always tell persons when they come on, we don't do no bashing. We don't care what that opponent is not doing. We want to know what you going to do for us. So they have to come a different way. But when you came on to speak, plus, I did not have to direct you in any way because I realized that you are definitely a people lover and definitely about the communities and the need of the community. I didn't even have to steer you in that direction. And it's so important that we do get involved And you need to get that, to get that growth notch, because you're dealing with different personalities out there. You're dealing with different issues. And what used to irritate me to death, and that's not just only in that arena, but it's in any arena. You're working, you're working, you're working. You're in state of 900 hours, haven't had any sleep. And then out nearing the end, when that momentum picks up and those flags get to waving and you're getting that attention, then here comes everybody else. And you want to look at them and say, excuse me, where have you been? Okay? So since you have not been here to eat the burnt beans with us, don't come in here and think you're getting ready to eat the fried fish, okay? Because it doesn't work that way. And you have a lot of that, because people always want to ride on the train, but they don't want to buy the ticket, okay? They just want a darn free ride. And when you're out there humping and drumming out there, losing sleep and going crazy, having those highs and those lows, they need to take a back seat. And I'm learning, you know, that Texas in me come out, but I'm learning when you switch your attitude, you get things better, because I will upfront tell you straight out, okay, you don't have to wonder here. Excuse me, who are you and where have you been? So do not step up in here with your directives, suggestions, or opinions, because we don't want to hear them, okay? And if you want to hang around and help us wave flags and pass out T-shirts and make some phone calls, you're welcome to do that. But that's it, okay? And that is because of my experience with getting on the backside, working not full campaign manager for others, but being that support in the back. You know, sometimes you step out front, but a lot of times it's good to be on the back end, because that's where you learn both ways, and you like straddle mm-hmm. that fence. You can ride that boat from the east to the west, and if you decide to jump off in the middle of the river, you know how to swim, okay? But you have to mm-hmm. learn all mm-hmm. aspects of it, because one industry, the entertainment industry is crazy because it's competition, but the political is like, oh boy, okay, I can't deal with you because you lying to the people, and they're going to be shooting 38 at you. And because I'm going to tell the truth, I don't think you want me on your team. Okay, so you better be about the people. Find out the need. Do not go in there and say you're going to take a park. And now how do you know they need a park? Have you talked to them? It don't go that way. So that's the enjoyment that I like. I like to sit back and observe and be able to step up and speak up about it. And don't lose any friends. And if I did, it's okay. You wasn't my friend in the beginning. But you're going to do it the right way if I'm a part of this. And I know that is the way you operate. You're coming. We have conversations all the time. You know, we talk about, you know, different cultures, and you're very, very diverse. I love your spirit. We talk about collaboration, education, the importance of it. But when we talk about the various cultures, I love it how you tell your beautiful stories. And what we're going to do, we'll have to designate a show out just for us to kind of like share, you know, the real deal. Because, see, you know the real deal. You could be the history teacher, okay? And it's some type of way that we're going to have to do an event to grab our young adults and school them, okay? So I'm gonna put you on the spot right now. I know you're working with the upcoming candidate, and I know you're out there, you know, but this is something that I'm requesting. And I like to ask people so everybody can hear you say, yeah, and I got backup. So what you think about that? I'm reeling you in here my own little way.
I know. So, of course, are you asking to set up a separate time to do that?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna make a plan.
Of course.
Yeah, we need to take care of our young adults, and we need to take care of our old adults, because a whole lot of people don't even know who Lucy is. You ask them who is Lucy, and they look at you like you crazy. I say, you don't know who Lucy is? Okay. So we got work to do to get out there and do some influencing and some empowerment. And as I was speaking last night, I think I was speaking with Gloria, and I said it's not about us, it's about them, okay, because we're just the influencers, the encouragers, the empowers, and hopefully that it'll be one word that we can speak on, and it'll help somebody out there. It's all about sharing and caring. Wouldn't you say that?
I would agree wholeheartedly. It is about sharing. It is about caring. I think people need to have a little bit more education as to what's going on in their communities, going back to what you had asked me before. Knowledge is power. You know, I don't think that everyone knows exactly what's going on in terms of the schools and the parental rights and those types of things, the family-oriented issues. I believe that if we could just put enough education out there for people to decide on their own what they would like for their family. So what is good for one family may not be the best for another. But as long as you have the knowledge, you can make the decision that best fits you and yours. You know, as we, a lot of times, you know, candidates go out and talk about the legislation and talk about the issues, and you'd be surprised as to how many people really are not informed. They know nothing about the bills that are passed, and these bills affect their livelihoods. They affect their children. They affect their families, their livelihoods, and nobody knows. But they continuously check the same box. So if you check the same box, you're going to get the same results. They don't change. And I would encourage people to do that so that they can make an educated decision on who they want into office. Because sometimes some people they're putting into office are not who they think they are, or who is going to represent them in the areas that they would like. I'm not, you know, I love politicians. I think they work very hard, and it is hard because you have to find that balance, you know. However, again, it's about understanding what's best for you and your family and being educated. And for me, all I do is put the information out there because I think people are intelligent enough to understand it.
And you don't give them baby
talk. They need to do.
Yeah, you go straight for the gut, hit them in the jugular to wake them up. And that's what I admire about you. You don't pull any punches. You don't smooth anything over. You're polite. You're very intelligent and very professional and very respectful. But you're going to bring it to them. So if they want to hear from you, they better be ready. I tell them to get your pencils and pads ready and open up your ears. And when the elections are going on, my statement is check that box for the person who's going to hear you. Check that box for the person who's going to hear you and you can talk to. And that says a lot because, as you say, if you continue to check that same old box, nothing changes. And the person's in that same old box, they don't want it to change. It's hard to make a change, okay? Nobody wants to change. Keep it like it is, and that's the way it was. And then if we've been doing it that way, we're going to be doing it like that forever. No, you get that change agent to step up in there and pick up on that stuff, which that's what you are. But change agents always become change makers. And that's why I have you on the phone today, because I wanted you to speak on the importance of getting involved, the importance of taking care of the people in the community. It's the people that have the power. Okay, they just don't know it. Okay?
Exactly. I mean, the politicians
power.
Or the legislators, excuse me, work for you,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
So anything mm-hmm. you need to know, you need to call the office and ask. You need
mm-hmm.
to, you know, you can ask for anything. You can ask for the budget. How much people make in the city?
Yeah.
You know, ask if that information is available to you. If that's what you want to know, I mean, you can look it up, you can Google it, you can call the office. But, you know, I encourage everybody to literally get to know the people that are in position to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, sometimes there are districts and that don't know, they don't even know the person that's running. But
right.
because they've seen the name so many times or seen the name so many times over a short period of time, of, you know, they'll do that, which is fine. I mean, that's great. However, I'm just saying, if you want change, and people do, you know, it requires a little work. It requires some action. It requires, you know, a few steps. You know, you just can't want change and do nothing about it. You have to put a little effort into it.
And be willing to stand up there and really fight for it. Well, you know, like we go off on left and right, and I come from a political family. So all my life I was running from that stuff because that's what I grew up around. All my people are political, okay? They was freedom riders, sword slingers, and got the job done. So that's basically my blood. But when you grow up around it, and I've never liked brunches. I've never liked that formal stuff. You know, I'd go in the back door with some Daisy Duke shorts on and flip-flops just to piss them off, okay? I was defiant. But that's what I grew up around. So when I became an adult and got on my own, I ran as far away from it as I possibly could. And then you get thrown right back in it, and people that you're meeting, they think they introducing you to something. And you sitting up there sniggling, saying, don't you know I never liked this stuff? I was born into this, okay? And nobody ever knows it, but the more... The more wisdom I gain, the more maturity, the more I get into the communities and the people, you can't get around it, okay? And you have to go to the table and get a seat and put some carrots in the stew. That's what I call it. Mix up the soup and serve it, okay? The persons who cannot stomach that soup, they don't need to be there anyway. But if you are moving for the people, if you, nobody cares about nothing but their community. They, you know, we, you know, it's always us, me. No, it's all. Because what affects one will affect the other. Okay, and that goes across the board with anything. But because of, I should say, the selfishness and the person's only about the me, they haven't realized that. Thank goodness, I mean, for this poison and this evilness that hit us, it kind of like made us take a seat and kind of pull back a little bit and really, really think about it for those who was not aware of it. But it's about education. It's about unification. It's about collaboration. You can't do it by yourself. And if you think you can,
absolutely,
just go right on out there and get them headaches. It takes everybody to make anything work. People always holler, we're going to unite. Uh-huh. It's good to unite. But unification without action don't mean nothing. Okay, you're just sitting here united in these seats, okay, put those minds together, brainstorm, do some strategic planning, see what can happen or what suggestions or recommendations you can make so it's a win-win for everybody. See, when you include it, when it's included, everybody wins. But you and I know how that goes. Like I said, I grew up with it. I was hiding up under the bed listening to the conversation saying, I don't even know where to go. Do I have to go to that brunch? I don't want to go. I go and I make sure to be late. But I was hearing this as a child to do what you have to do. So, therefore, I like to work with the young adults. And back again, that's why I'm asking you. We have to do something to do a history class or something that they'll be able to relate to. And what I normally do is get the smartest or the most aggressive youth in the group, and I let them spearhead it. And I just sit back and let it roll. So we will do that, Tiffany. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. I'd like to ask you, like I said, I don't like to put people on the spot, and I know that you're very, very, very busy, but why? You always tell me you enjoy coming on the show. Are you comfortable here?
This, you know, I've been on a few podcasts and different shows, especially when I was campaigning, and this platform is so comfortable. You're so at ease. much different than other shows and things that I was on. You have a tendency to make you feel like you're just having a conversation with somebody and you're in, you know, at the table, at a dinner table, you know, on a couch, having some friends, you know, talking to friends. So it's very, very inviting. And it just, the conversations just happen organically. There's no scripted material.
Nope.
There's, you
Can't
know what
do
I
that.
Mean?
Okay, do people say, well, send me the questions you go ask me. I said, I don't play that. I said, you're going to come on and talk. I say, we sitting in the living room having fun. We share and care however way you want to bring it up. Just be mindful about it. We have to be respectful. There's certain things you can talk about, certain things that you can't. But be yourself. I want to hear the story. And that is the way it mm-hmm. should be. When things are scripted out, you have to get. So I just wanted to ask you that because whenever we connect you, I always say, I want to come on, and I've been over here, and I've been over there. Well, see, we know we have eyebrows, but we can't see them. So I just needed to hear you toot my horn for me a little bit to let me know that I'm on the right path here because that's what the intention
Absolutely.
Is. It's about relaxation. It's about influencing, empowering, and it's about authenticity. And when people use that word with me, I said, you know what? I'm the most authentic person you will ever meet in life. Okay? And I'm not trying
that's
to be.
That's true.
No, that's all I know. So, you know, some people can take it, some people can't, but it's okay. It's fine. It has nothing to do with what I have to do. But I wanted to ask you that because whenever you speak or contact or whatever, it's like, I'm real, real busy, but I want to come on. I was so relaxed. I was so relaxed. And I'm saying, well, I know she's been many places. And she relaxed there. Let me find out why is she, you know I'm relaxed over here. Sometimes I can get real relaxed. I have to catch myself. But, you know, we have to keep it within the
protocol
of the way that it has to go. You know, I started in broadcast
mm-hmm.
journalism when I started, and journalism at that particular time had different ethics to it, okay? But
mm-hmm.
it's the way that you learn things is the way that you go. So, you know, as everything evolves in and things change and stuff, but they said, you know, it is a bit different. I like different styles of people, but some persons you can see that it's scripted and they don't know what to say. They don't know. You can't do that, you know, not if you're trying to influence and empower people. So I come from the old school of broadcast journalism. That meant you got the facts, you got them right, you talked about them, and you was very careful what you mentioned in that arena. But things have, like, evolved, and, you know, people do what they do, and there was never any bashing. That was not allowed. But nowadays, I said, hold on, I can't be a part of that, you know, or the competitiveness or the, you know, the uncaring that sometimes that go across out there. That's a definite no-no. So I wanted to ask you that. I wanted to ask you that so the listeners could hear you because I needed somebody to toot my horn. I don't like to toot my own horn. It's not about me. It's about you. I appreciate you so much, Tiffany Jones, out there doing her thing. And every time we speak, I always go back to my saying, if you know whence you came from, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And I put and do. Like you say, make the impossible possible. But we're going to get a thing because, see, where your knowledge and your intellect and your breeding, if I can use that word, or your basics, as I say, come from the motherland, the real motherland. And a lot of people, I love sitting down getting in conversations with you, but I like watching you get in conversations with other people. And we'll get an opportunity to do that. But we need a live forum so we can have great participation and pull everybody in because you have that skill to do that. Tiffany Jones, a consultant, a collaborator, getting the things done, and very, very professional. Like I say, she'll take you away mentally, spiritually, and intellectually. And on that note, I'm not going to hold you too long. We have a few minutes left. What would you like to, like, leave us with, Tiffany? You know, just to keep us this evening, relax us, carry us through the weekend, and prepare us for next week.
You know what? You said it all. I can't even come behind you and say anything again. Talking to you is just like having a good conversation on a Friday night with, you know, some of your closest friends, and you're having a glass of wine. You're just, all you're doing is sitting down and having a conversation. And it's the place where you go where you're not concerned about necessarily what you say or how you're really dressed or anything like that. People accept you as you are.
Okay.
And I think that's very important. And this is that platform. So it's like, you know, you could have been out fighting the world, but then you could come here and just relax and exhale and breathe and just have fun like life is supposed to be.
Well, you see there, listeners, that's what we talk about out here. It's like Find It Out Friday. Now you found something else out. And I'd like to share something else, and you give me your intake on this. Before we go, it's like when we are aware that each moment of each day, each gesture, and each step we take is truly mystical and full of wonder, we will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. Well, what do you think about that little quote?
I love that quote. And that reminds me of someone we both know.
Oh, yeah.
Or we both,
well, you,
we read.
Oh.
We
oh,
read
yeah.
from the same book.
Oh, yeah. We read
and
from
I agree
the same
with that.
Book. We live from the same book. Our lives are true humanitarians, if that's a good word to say it. But in order to have happy lives and to show others how to do the same, you have to have yourself in check. And that's where the work comes in. We do deep work here. We express it in many, many ways. But it's all about the love, the caring, and the sharing, the communities, and the people. If you're not out there working for the people, and if it's a me story, just hang it up, okay? Because it's about collaboration, mind, body, and spirit
yeah.
here. Wouldn't you agree with me
right.
on that?
I agree, and I hear that you have some fantastic guests, and you touch upon all those, the mind, the soul, the spirit, the body, you know, with the yoga practices and essential oils and all the things you have and all with all the guests on your show.
Oh, yeah, the whole stuff.
You encompass everything.
Well, it's about everything because people need to know about everything. You can't put us in a box over here. We don't know what you need. You know, even with the organization, when people say, well, what does your organization do? I say, what you need. Mm-hmm. So we just don't sell tennis shoes, so when everybody started wearing tennis shoes, we got to revamp again. That's not happening. So how can we help you? You know, how can we serve the shoe? What do you need? I was training, working with some vendors, and it was so funny, and the vendor was laughing, and he was saying, you know, I said, look, this is what happens here. We do this, we do this, we do that. I said, and this is required and that's required. And I was setting this individual up so that if he heard anything any different, he could make his own decisions. But I already told him how the ship is being ran, okay? But you have to do it in a certain way to work. So I believe in getting the facts, observing, doing a lot of research, and then speak on it. Some people just speak, they don't even know what they're talking about. But if it come out of my mouth, you will never hear me say, I didn't mean to say that, because everything that comes out, I meant to say it, okay? My problem and what I work on, and you know we don't use the word weakness here, some of the things that need to be adjusted here is like a few things need a little bit of work. Sometimes I have to soften how I say it because I don't like to repeat myself. And doing this particular time, what the pandemic has done for me is to make me pull back, think, and take a deep breath and really, really have consideration for what that other person is going through, you know, because we're all going through it out here. So it's been a good thing. I call it changing poison into medicine because this evilness is poison. But we have become skilled physicians with our health, with our mindset, and with the changes that we have to make. And you are a big, big part of that, because when I reach out or when I can call on and I say, let's do something interesting, let's put it on a different spin. If you have the opportunity, normally on Tuesday, Stephanie Haynes comes on. She's on Tele Tuesday, but she's working on the chakras. And you and I know that those chakras keep us in balance. And she goes step by step, Tiffany, with, you know, affirmations for the chakra, telling you what to you. Oh, she's good. So I'll keep you, send a link to you and remind you. And if you have the time, come on. And maybe
please
ask her
too.
A few questions.
That.
Yeah, because, yeah, she goes there, and she really has something to say, but she's about the health and wellness and Gloria. Everybody has their own difference, but everybody has something to share, because everybody here really, really cares. It's all about the love and getting things done. And on that note, you'll get me chatty catty over here. You done got more out of me than most people, but you always do that. I have to watch you. I wanted you
well,
to keep
I,
on.
Because you, people don't know that much about you. I know you've been doing the show, but it was Find It Out Fridays. We found out, you know, that you have some political experience knowledge from your family.
I come from a political family. And people say, well, you know, and most people meet me, or I used to go in and say, I don't like City Hall. I can't stand it down here. But they never knew why. But I know every inch of it and know basically everybody down there. But I was jogging around with my ponytail in and out of those offices and listening to those conversations, you know, and most of them I shouldn't have been listening to anyway, but they wanted to train me. She said, because when you become a big girl, you'll be able to recognize it when you see it. And on that note, I'm going to say, Tiffany Jones, you have started something here. We appreciate you coming on. Listeners, get involved out there. Please get involved and learn what's going on. Don't go with that third-party information. Find out for yourself. And this young lady, whenever you see her name, get behind her. She has something for you. Tiffany, thank you for coming on, Karen and Sharon. And I will be speaking with you on a later note. We're going to check out of here. It's Find It Try, Find It Out Friday, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Tiffany, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
you too.
I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling faces, no, lying to the races, no, 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 oh, help me now,
I'll tell you that,
come on, somebody help me.
Yeah.